We're talking with Jamie Krause, who is part of the Reimagine Troy Community Justice Work Group, which was set up by the Troy City Council in July to help look at some of the public safety issues. And they're a little bit concerned about what the city of Troy, particularly the administration, the mayor, has been doing on police reform. But, you know, Jamie, why don't we just start out with, you know, maybe a little bit, what is the Reimagine Troy Community Justice Work Group, and what are you guys trying to work on?
The Troy, it's quite the name, but the Reimagine Community Justice Services Work Group, which we'll just refer to as the work group, like you said, was created by the city council in the summer of 2020. And we are a group that we do want to make clear to everyone that this group was created by the city council and not specifically by the mayor, that this was created by the legislative body of the city of Troy. And it was in response to the Troy rally for Black Lives, where 11,000 people came out and showed the need for police reform and for safety for our Black community. And we were created to address racial inequalities in policing, and to give recommendations to the Troy Police Department on best practices and procedures to address the needs of our communities of color. And this work group was created in response to Governor Cuomo's Executive Order 203. So our job is to work with, we've pulled in different people, different stakeholders from across the city, and we are tasked with making recommendations to the city council by February 1st that will be incorporated into the April 1st deadline to give those recommendations to Governor Cuomo.
Now, you mentioned in his executive order that the governor has set out statewide to get municipalities to do a comprehensive review of current police department. And yet, as of January 19th, it doesn't appear that the city of Troy has actually formally convened this work group or this thing under the executive order. You know, what's going on that, and how is, say, like, city of Troy progress compared to, say, the city of Albany?
Yeah, that's correct, Mark. This executive order was EO 203 was signed by Cuomo on June 12th. And just quoting some of the language from that executive order, the governor's addressing the urgent and immediate action needed to eliminate racial inequalities in policing. So the city of Albany, for example, started their task force in August. That was a very quick move to start doing that work. As far as in Troy, just a couple days following the Troy rally for Black Lives on June 9th, Mayor Madden announced his new police objective review board. I believe there's 8 people on that. Again, created on June 9th, and they have yet to hold a meeting or even schedule a meeting, as far as we know. Now, so that's kind of where we are at the moment on the review board. As far as Mayor Madden's progress on the task force for EO 203, he mentioned in a panel that was sponsored by the Writers Institute. It was called The Time for Reckoning. There was an elected official panel where Chief Brian Owens, Mayor Madden, and City Council President Carmelo Mantello met and talked with Rex Smith from Times Union about systemic racism. And that was in November of 2020. And Madden spoke about how systemic racism exists in our country. And he spoke very eloquently about it, not very much specifically about how it was happening in Troy. Chief Owens actually said that there was no
systemic racism in the police department.
In that conversation, did talk about some moves he had made towards making this task force to address EO 203. But we have yet to actually hear any announcement of specifically who they are meeting. Again, the recommendations are due to Governor Cuomo on April 1st. So the time is becoming very short in order to do that work. And so we're really just wondering what the delay is, how Albany, you know, began this in August, and here we are in the middle of almost at the end of January, and that has yet to begin.
Well, you know, you mentioned a couple of times the Black Lives Matter rally this summer, which an estimated 11,000 people, which is, you know, pretty astonishing. You know, in the decades I've been around Troy, I can't remember anything in terms of that size. And clearly the city of Troy has had a number of ongoing controversies and protests, you know, related to how particularly people of color have been treated by the police department. So it does seem a little incredulous for the police chief to actually seriously try to contend that there's no systemic racism, you know, within the city of Troy, you know, police department. How would do you think, say, communities of color in Troy would respond to that assertion? Does that indicate a need for perhaps some education for the police chief about what really goes on?
Absolutely. I mean, it's, I have to say, well, a couple of things. I urge anyone who's listening and interested to go to search for the Time for Reckoning conversations that were hosted by the Writers Institute and the Justice Center of Rensselaer County. There's first the conversation with the elected officials, and then there is a community response. And watching that video of the community response, it's, you know, it's remarkable to hear the community's reaction to hearing that. It's a complete and utter sense of denial. I think because there are charges being, you know, the city's being charged with systemic racism, that perhaps if he were to say that, that's admitting guilt right off the bat. But this is a problem. You know, the executive order was created. It specifically mentions the racial bias in policing, and for Troy's officials to, I mean, Carmela Mantello in this panel, she said she wanted to go back to the times when her father was a police officer and there was mutual respect between the community and police. I just find that truly horrifying to hear someone say that, as opposed to going forward and making changes, that they want to go back, perhaps when there was even less accountability in policing. So I think the people of Troy, when they hear that, I think they're not surprised, but I think that they deserve better. And they deserve at you know, step one is to admit that there is a problem, and to hear our officials not admitting that there is work that there's serious work to do, I think is harmful, and I find it to be an embarrassment. I'm on this work group because this work is important to me, because I believe that every single person in our city deserves safety. It's not just safety for one type of people. So
have just under a minute left. Okay. Carmen Mantello, by the way, for listeners, is city council president in Troy. What can Troy residents do at this point in the last 45 seconds to have their voices heard with respect to the issue of racism and police behavior?
I would say we need to put pressure on the city and on our officials to do this work. I think, you know, our group hopes we'll be having listening sessions, or that this upcoming task force will be having listening sessions. It's part of the executive order to do so. We want to hear from you. We want to hear people's stories and people's needs. Paul Mantello, on all of the city council members, and on Mayor Patrick Madden to move quickly and to.
Well, we want to thank Jamie Krause from the Reimagine Troy Community Justice Workgroup for joining us. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio network